Hello again, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd come in and do another part two about my Derwent Valley Heritage Way afterthoughts. I shouldn't be so down on the trail, I don't think. I think the thing that I've come to realise is that I'm not one of the sort of people that likes to walk on a graded, even trail. And some of the bits that were a little bit more cross-country were, well, the whole way itself was fairly flat, so when you get into a rhythm of walking just on flat terrain, say if you're walking on a pavement or you're walking on like a gravelly trail, for me, my legs just seem to lock in a position and I can just carry on. But I think that is more tiring than going up and down hills, to be honest. Obviously, you've got the energy use of constantly ascending and descending, but I would much rather walk on that sort of path or trail or track than be constantly walking on a level level trail. And one of the more scenic parts along the way, and especially one of the most historic, is the section from Ambergate along the Cromford Canal up to Cromford and to the Cromford Mill there. But that section is used heavily by cyclists, and it's very, well, it's flat. Obviously, it follows a canal, so it's a very flat section. But that, the views are great. There's a lot to see, but in regards to the walking, I've walked that many times in the past, and it's just level, flat, and your legs aren't extending, they're not like rising, you're not, it's not like you're going upstairs or any incline. And I think for me, once the muscles get a little bit tired, they seem to lock in place, and the lack of, I can't really think of the word to use to explain what I mean. The lack of more aerobic movement in the legs, it just seems to make them a little bit stiffer. And maybe it's my fault for choosing to do that. I'm quite tired now, as you can tell. But still, a lot of the sections along the way I've walked before on previous occasions, and I think for me in the future, although there are some amazing places along the way, and I really do suggest that you go and give it a go yourself, but for me I think I'll stick to routes with a little bit more incline. I know when I walked the Monsell Trail a few weeks ago, I was with my friend Andy, and I cycled it actually twice in a few weeks ago. I think I cycled it on a Sunday, and then I cycled it again on a Tuesday. And it's great for cycling, but myself and Andy walked it, and it was 16 miles, and that was just level. And the legs just seemed to lock in place. And if you walked a long distance, I think you'll know what I mean. And I was just craving a little bit of incline just to get the legs working a little bit more so it didn't seem so mind-numbing. And that day along the Monsell Trail, it was throwing it down pretty much all day. So it was just heads down and just stepping along. And it wasn't that enjoyable. So I think in the future, I will choose something with a little bit more incline. I keep saying that. I'm going around in circles here. But yeah, I just thought I'd come back in and do a part two there, because I didn't think I did the way any justice by what I was saying, because there is some great sights along the way to see, especially at Cromford, some amazing historic sites there, and I would really suggest that you give it a visit. Okay, so I think I'll leave it at that for now, and I'm going to go and rest, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.